Well, hello everyone, and thank you very much, and welcome to 307 Net Radio's General Election Candidate Forum. This is the second. We had one yesterday evening where we talked to rural healthcare district candidates and also candidates for City Council. I appreciate you all being here in the room, and thank you especially to candidates who are here to tell voters about why they should be voting for them. We will be focusing on contested local elections, and when I say contested, I mean the ones that there are more candidates than open seats. Tonight we'll be talking first to the Cemetery District Board candidates and then later on to the Johnson County School Board candidates. Before we get going, a couple of important thank yous. First of all, thank you, Johnson County Library, for so graciously hosting this. They've been very welcoming, and special appreciation to Steve Rasa and his staff. And also, secondly, of course, to Aaron Palmer for his tech skills in helping me provide good audio for everybody, and to Marcy Schuler, who will be moderating and asking the questions tonight. So, some details about how this works, if you're not familiar. Candidates who are sitting here at the table on a panel will have equal time to answer questions. None of them have seen the questions in advance. And at the end of the question period, there will be time for candidates to offer a short rebuttal or an additional comment and then make their closing remarks. And then I'd like to open the floor up to members of the public who can ask a few questions. We will have a short question and answer period. So thank you very much. I'd like to introduce you now to our cemetery district candidates. There are five candidates running for four seats. The successful four will join John Ehlers and John Hansen on the cemetery district board. And these candidates are Sheila Camino, Luke Goddard, Elizabeth, Liz, Graves, and Barbara Muller, as well as John Zorbas. Barbara Muller is running unopposed for the two-year term, which was created as a result of a resignation of a former board member. So we welcome Luke Goddard, Elizabeth, Liz, Graves, and Barbara Muller. Sheila Camino sends her apologies. She's out of town. And John Zorbas did not reply to the invitation to participate in this forum. So, Marcy, I'd like to hand over to you, and let's get going with the questions. Okay.
Candidates, I need you to be about 3 or 4 inches away from those microphones.
Okay. Well, welcome this evening. So, we'll start with the first question, and we're going to just go down the table. It's alphabetical for this first question, and then we'll mix up the order as we go. So the first question goes to Luke Goddard. Do you prefer I call you doctor?
No.
Okay. What previous qualifications or experience do you have that would benefit this position?
Yeah, so I grew up here. I've spent my younger years in Buffalo and, have been at the cemetery a lot. I formerly worked for the funeral home and, helped participate in burials and helping families through their trying times. And so I've seen it from that side. I also have had the unfortunate need to use the cemetery, I guess, and I have an infant daughter that is buried at the cemetery, as well as my dad that's buried at the cemetery. And so it's important to me, I think, to keep up the quality of the cemetery. And I think that means not only the grounds of the cemetery, but also our service and our caring for people, which I think is the most important thing to me. Specific qualifications, I guess. I've had previous experience as a member of the Rural Healthcare Board, which I served 4 years ago now, I guess, for 4 years. And so I understand the inner workings of the special districts, the budgets, those sorts of things, the rules. And I think that would certainly be beneficial to start with, because that's a big lift initially, just to understand some of those kind of ins and outs of those rules. The other thing is I have a fair amount of leadership experience. I function a leadership role in the hospital in Sheridan, and so I think that would benefit me substantially to kind of help this board function, come back together as a cohesive body. So,
thank you, Dr. Goddard. Liz Graves, and you have 2 minutes. Do you want me to repeat the question?
Sure.
What previous qualifications or experience do you have that would benefit this position?
Well, like Luke, I've grown up in Johnson County. My family moved here when I was in the fourth grade, so I'm not quite a lifetime resident, but pretty close. And so I went to school in Buffalo, and then I moved to KC. I've been a teacher. I was a teacher for 27 years. So I think that experience of teaching and being on various committees, both at my school level, the district level, and even the state level, you learn how to work with people and to, get the job done, which is what needs to happen on a committee. I also think that being from KC, I have a unique perspective that would add something to the board. I truly believe that we need to not just maintain our cemeteries, but make improvements that are fiscally responsible. So I look forward to doing that and working with other members of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. And Barbara Muller, a question. What previous qualifications or experience do you have that would benefit this position?
Over 3 decades of educational leadership experience with the Department of Defense Dependent Schools. I was a school principal. And I was the chief of education, the education chief for the Department of Veterans Affairs at the Sheridan VA Medical Center. And those two positions have given me a vast background in budgeting and finance, negotiations and mediation, and in problem solving. And I possess normally strong public relations skills and communication skills.
Okay, thank you, Barb. You're finished, right? I don't want to cut you off. All right. Question number 2, we'll start with Liz Graves. Do you have a specific reason for running at this time? You have 2 minutes.
Well, I have to say that I drive by the KC Cemetery every day, twice a day, going home and going to town. And I've always looked over there and thought, I'm going to be there someday. And that's okay. I know that, and it's all right. But I would, just like to be in a beautiful place, have my family in a beautiful place. And I thought I would serve on this board at some point. I knew I couldn't do it while I was teaching. I just didn't have enough time. So I'm retired now, and this opportunity came up, and that's my main reason. Is to kind of represent my community and be there to serve them. But I realize this is a Johnson County board, so it's not just about KC. It's also about Buffalo, and I have many friends and family here too. So it's just my way to serve my community again, and that's my main agenda.
Great. Barbara Muller, do you have a specific reason for running at this time?
I do. Willow Grove Cemetery is the resting place for 4 generations of the Muller family. For 124 years, we have been caring for and cultivating our 3 properties within that fence. And it is my turn, it is my obligation to step forward and join the leadership in taking care of our cemetery for the future.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Goddard, do you have a specific reason for running at this time?
Yeah, I guess, and I'll wade right into the controversy, I guess, that I see. Some of it is, I think, that we need reasonable people that want the best interests of our community on these boards, and so that's part of it. And I don't want to say anything, I guess, bad about the previous board members or their ideas, but I think they didn't necessarily match up with what mine are for our community. Specifically, as we talk about starting up a $400 fee to use the cemetery on Saturdays. I can't tell you how much I disagree with that. I feel like, you know, we're open 6 days a week. We should be able to serve the public. That should be our mission, to serve the public and people in their time of need. And, you know, Barb went through the work and effort to get a petition out there. It was signed by 1,500 voters in Johnson County, 1,300 maybe plus. And, you know, we spoke at that board meeting, and it didn't go anywhere. And so they've continued to have this policy that tries to discourage people from being buried while the cemetery is open, and I think it's kind of disgraceful. And I know that the board wanted to do it for the right reasons. They wanted to be fiscally sound, but in the process, after they denied rescinding the burial fee, the very next conversation was about spending tens of thousands of dollars to restore a new building, which would have, you know, continued to serve the you know, the needs of the Saturday burial fee. And so I don't think you can say it's from a budget standpoint. And so I just felt like they really weren't listening to voters and that it was time for some change on the board. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our next question, a nice segue into our next question. Barb Muller first with 2 minutes. What is your opinion of the $400 fee recently implemented for Saturday burials in Buffalo and
Casey? I'm very glad you asked that question, Marcy, yeah. Because I have one. Keep in mind it costs absolutely nothing to have a burial Monday through Friday. And so half a $400 fee on Saturday is just reprehensible. Three times in their November 21 meeting minutes, they referenced this, the stated reason from the fee. The charge is not about the money, but rather to discourage Saturday burial so the cemetery staff can have family time. And we all know that Saturdays are the best time to have a funeral because it's when family members can come to town, they travel. If they come in on a Friday night, they can leave on Saturday. And it's just the common sense day to have one for many people. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, that's the only day they can have it. And thanks for the shout out there, Luke. I was extremely proactive in advocating for the community members who objected to this change. The board requested that we get a petition to just see how many people were against it, and I think they were stunned to find out that we had nearly 1,400 signatures, and yet it fell on deaf ears for three of the board members, and therefore the fee stands today.
Okay, thank you. Liz Graves, what is your opinion of the $400 fee recently implemented for Saturday burials in Buffalo and KC?
I think it's just terrible. It's terribly objectionable. I lost my dad in January of this year, and so I have a pretty good idea of what a funeral costs, and it's extremely expensive. I have three other sisters, and between the four of us, we were able to manage that cost. But not everyone can do that. Some of our families just can't manage $10,000 or more. And then we're talking about adding $400 just so they could have their family members with them when they bury someone that they love. And to add to someone's pain at this time is not what a board who's in charge of our cemetery should do. It's morally wrong, and I think we must rescind this.
Okay, thank you. And Dr. Goddard,
yeah, you
more
can call
to
me
say
Luke.
On the
I'm
subject.
Not a doctor
okay,
here. I'm just a member of the community. But I think, you know, the only thing that I would add to that is, you know, there are a lot of us that take jobs that aren't Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I happen to be one of those people that works, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at times. And so I think when you hire employees, they should have the expectation that they're potentially going to work 6 days a week. And, you know, we don't necessarily want them to have to work every Saturday, and I think there are some solutions that are potentially out there to kind of help balance that work-life needs. And, you know, some of them were brought up in several of the board meetings in public comment, and unfortunately, you know, really were never addressed by the board members in a request to rescind the fee. And so I don't know what their reason for not kind of thinking outside just the fee box is, but at least in the last 6 months worth of board meetings, it really hasn't come out. So.
Okay, thank you. Question number four, 2 minutes. We'll start with Liz Graves. What specific actions or proposals by the current Cemetery District Board do you either agree or disagree with?
Well, I'll have to admit that, like most of us, I would think we don't pay enough attention to all the little boards that are around. And so I have not been watching the Cemetery District for several months until recently when I decided to run. Nancy M. Is not running again. So I've gone back and read the minutes of meetings and listened to some of the meetings, and I think that we need to stop where we're at with all the proposals that they have and relook at them and see if they really are financially responsible, if they are needed, and how the community feels about it, because in the end, it's the community that we serve and not anyone else. So right now, I do not have my mind made up about any of them, but I want to hear from our community members, and I think that's a responsible thing to start doing. And remember that that's who we serve.
Okay, thank you. Luke Goddard, what specific actions or proposals by the current Cemetery Board, District Board, do you either agree or disagree with?
Yeah, I think, you know, despite all of the conversations and controversy surrounding the last discussion we had, overall the board's done a great job. I mean, the cemetery looks beautiful out there. They do a good job of upkeep. They've added some new amenities out there, including restrooms, which are very nice. I don't know how often they're used, but they're there. If you need them, especially if you're from out of town and you're visiting and you're visiting someone's grave. So I think some of those things have been wonderful. They've done a great job maintaining the cemetery. And so kudos to the board members. I know being on these volunteer boards for the school board members that are in here are not easy. You know, sometimes it's a thankless job. And so I don't think there's a lot that I disagree with. You know, there's proposals out there to at least at the time they decided not to rescind the $400 fees, they were looking at remodeling a log building that's out there just as you enter the facility at $25,000 plus. I don't know if there were ever the final estimates that came back from that. But so that's in addition to a residence that used to be for the personal caretaker's residence that's now been turned into a cemetery office, plus a very nice shop facility that has an office facility in it also. And so I think some of those are just questions to be asked. What are the benefits? You know, do we have the money right now to improve that? And then in the last meeting, they also had a proposal to spend $75,000 for a cremation garden. And maybe there's the demand in the community for it. I don't know that there was the surveys or the research done, and if there is, then that's great. But if not, that seems like another place we could potentially save some money going forward.
Okay, thank you. And Barbara Muller, what specific actions or proposals by the current Cemetery District Board do you either agree or disagree with?
In addition to the 400 fee, I wanted to mention the cremation garden. They're moving forward with what I first heard was a $250,000 garden. Although it appears, they called it a garden, but it appears to be more of a columbarium, that is, a wall. Okay. The cost for an individual to purchase a drawer in this wall is rumored to be $3,000, and it holds two cremains. Alternatively, a family can buy a traditional plot for $300 and inter four cremains. That doesn't seem like a choice a family would choose. But my issue with it is that I'm not sure the people of Buffalo are even aware that they're going forward with this decision for this big granite wall of drawers. I think this money could be better spent on upgrading our infrastructure first. I'm not saying this is a bad idea. I personally wouldn't like it, but we need to ask the people what they want. Do they want this at this cost? And then act accordingly. But I'm just afraid that a lot of people don't even know about it.
Thank you. Then we're to our last question before your final comments and closing statement. Consider the end of your term in office. What do you hope will have been accomplished during your time? And we'll start with Luke Goddard again.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for me is that I just want to make sure that the mission of the cemetery board is to serve grieving families. And so every decision that we make should keep that mission in mind. And, you know, whether that's infrastructure improvements or whether that's thinking about implementing fees to try to discourage the use of the facilities, that we kind of keep that core value in mind as we make those decisions. So.
Okay, thank you. And Liz Gray, consider the end of your term in office. What do you hope will have been accomplished during your time?
Well, I hope that, first of all, that the board or the cemetery district will have kind of repaired the relationship with the community that seems to have been broken, and we can work together for improvements where needed, that we spend our community's tax money wisely and equitably so that, you know, we can't just think about Johnson County and one cemetery. We've got to consider our other cemetery also. And not just do something in KC because we did it in Buffalo. I'm thinking about the restrooms that were built. I'm not sure when they're really going to ever be used in KC. It seems like maybe there were a lot of other things that that money could have been spent on. I don't know. But I would like to see, as I leave, that we made improvements, that we served families when they were at their very worst times, and that the next people that take over don't have to fix a mess.
Okay, and Barbara Mueller, consider the end of your term in office. What do you hope will have been accomplished during your time?
I hope my legacy is to be one of stewardship. We need growth. Growth is inevitable, but we can do it in a way that does not compromise our community values and needs and wants. We must have strong infrastructure. Our sprinkler systems need to be top quality. Our trees need to be maintained and taken care of. Our new land acquisitions, which I'm very thankful for, need to be gradually maintained so that they're ready for growth when we need that land. And employees must be hired according to their knowledge, their skills and abilities, and their experience. We've had a big turnover in employees. We've had three sextons in 3 years. And other employees have been released from their positions for random reasons that are very unclear. I think we need to have more respect among the board members, between the employees, between our associated agencies like the funeral home and all the funeral homes that we deal with. It's not just one, there are many. And so I hope to be a part of that healing of the board and of working together and keeping it the way that we love it. So.
Okay. each one of you, you've heard your opponents speak. If there are any specific points you'd like to address or remark upon, this is your opportunity to do so. Please be specific, and we'll move on then after that to your closing statement. And you have 2 minutes. We'll start with Barbara Muller. Any rebuttals to your opponents?
I have absolutely no rebuttals with these two because I sense that we're all on the same page. We did talk earlier about the three of us, plus Sheila, going. We want to make a plan to go visit the folks in KC, to visit with them and see what they need in their cemetery and what they would like to have. So I kind of feel a good team coming on here. So
great. And Liz Graves.
I agree with Barb that I just feel that the Johnson County values that we all have, that we're from Johnson County, we know what they are. There's a reason we live here. It's not always easy. We're a long ways from, you know, Walmart and all those kinds of things, but we're here because we care about where we're at and because of the character of the community. And I get this feeling that whoever takes these positions will be working to heal this community and do the very best for the community. So I'm happy about this.
And Luke Goddard.
Yeah, I don't have any rebuttal points. I guess it would have been a little bit more interesting if one of us had disagreed so that we could make it a little wilder. But it seemed like we were pretty much all on the same page. So thanks.
Okay, and we'll move on to our closing statements. You have 2 minutes just to kind of sum up why people should vote for you specifically. And you have 2 minutes, and we'll start with Luke Goddard. We'll go alphabetically again.
Okay, so again, you know, I'm from here. I care about this community. I care about our cemetery. I care about maintaining the beauty of it, just the relationships and the values for the people as they're grieving. And so I hope to be able to work with a team to repair some of those relationships that have been harmed in the last year, 18 months, so we can move forward and continue to serve the community. So,
thank you. And Liz Graves, your closing statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope that people would vote for me because they believe I can do a good job and that I will listen to them and what their needs are. I do, as I guess I'm getting a little older, so I'm thinking more about, you know, eternity. And, you know, we'll all be there and how we can help our fellow citizens in their time of need. And I would especially like to represent my KC community. I think sometimes we don't speak out and things just happen and we just, you know, stick with what we have. But I think we do need representation on all of our boards. So I do have a little bit of that agenda in me, but I also have family at Willow Grove Cemetery. I care about Buffalo, too. So I would hope that everyone would consider that. And thank you.
Thank you. And Barbara Muller, closing statement.
I think just to summarize a little bit, maintaining that infrastructure is very important to me. Maintaining or realigning with the families. We're not just a business. We need to make this a service that doesn't lose money. I mean, I don't mean that, but make it a service where, and not a business, where we can really truly take care of the families. Decisions must be made in their best interest and not what makes the most money. We need to rescind the $400 burial fee. We need to fix the incongruencies in our hiring, firing, and performance evaluation processes. I want to represent the wants and the needs of the people of Buffalo, which means we need to talk to them and find out what those are. Whether family has had a loved one out there for 1 year or 124 years, they care about the cemetery and they want to know that it will continue to be the beautiful place that we know and love. So.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to move on to public questions and I'll hand the mic back over to Kate.
Thank you. Thank you, candidates, for direct questions, direct answers to direct questions. Are there any questions from the community?
I don't have any questions. My name is Steve Gonzalez. I was on the interview for
Steve, would you like to come and take the microphone so we can pick it up on the audio?
My name's Steve Gonzalez. We've lived here for 45 years or whatever. But anyway, I had the honor to serve with Bill and Tracy Rhodes, Bill Adams, and things were totally different then. And then, like I said, 12 years, we concentrated on the folks that had lost a loved one. They could go to the funeral home and make all the arrangements there. Now they got to go around. Anyway, I'm going to... So anyway, it was very simple. It was for the people who, the worst part of their lives, trying to get a funeral lined up for a loved one. And over the last 5 years, I had a love affair with the cemetery. I spent a lot of time out there. And my wife's folks are out there. My folks are out there. It's a special place. And it's the serenity out there. That's all changed for me. I heard what's happened. They let two of the best people that were taking care of the cemetery grounds, just like it was their own property. There's two, no, and I can't go there, but it's broke. And what I'm hearing from you three, I am so encouraged. And I'd give you applause right now, but it makes my heart feel good. And I appreciate you guys running. It's a special place, and like how many people are resting out there. The stories they have, it just goes on and on. And same way with KC. It's a sacred place. So there's some people on that board that need to go. Absolutely. So that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Yes.
It's just me again. I've lived here for I don't know forever. And I love it here. And as many times as I've been out at the cemetery, I have never figured out what the log building is. It's always locked. And why do they want to rebuild it or whatever if you don't know what it is? I don't know whether anybody else here knows what it is.
I don't think there's a representative from the cemetery here in the room. I certainly can't answer that question. I don't know whether any of the candidates know either. Everybody's shaking their head. So
I know there was a directory there at one point that you could thumb through, and it was a paper, but it was on the outside. It wasn't on the inside, and so it's still there. Yeah.
That's why I can't figure out why they want to spend that kind of money on a building that nobody knows what's in it.
Well, I'm afraid that's an unresolved question this evening. Maybe that's something you should direct to the Cemetery District Board right now. Thank you. Does anybody else have a question?
I have a question.
Yes.
I was curious to know why they decided to not use the residence that they built for the sexton. That seems like a kind of a waste to make that great residence. I've never been in it, but it looks nice from the outside.
So the question is, why is what was originally intended to be a residence where the sexton lived at the entryway to the cemetery, why was that turned into an office? I do not know the answer to that question. I don't know whether any of the candidates, in part of their research and preparation for this, can answer that.
The only thing I was told was that the sexton they hired did not want to live there, that he had his own home.
But that seems like a waste of taxpayers' money. I mean, why don't they just rent it and get some income? That isn't always a good idea. I was a landlord.
I do think that's why we need to go back to our community and ask them some of these questions. You have the same questions, and so we need to talk to our community and find out what they think about some of these things that have been done, and are we locked into things that we can't change, or, you know, those are all things we need to explore, and I invite all of you to ask us. Some of us will be elected, and so come and ask us those questions, and we'll research them. Thank you.
Is the house part of the salary for the sexton? I'm sure it was.
It probably was.
Do we know the answer to that question? Steve Gunsley, you may have an answer to that question.
Yeah, why the house was built.
Oh, the house was built because... Again, Steve, apologies for making you come back to the mic.
So, those of you who have lived here for a while, if you go out to the cemetery, let's say 15 years ago, and you turned in and you went in the drive, and there was a beautiful purple single-wide trailer there, the skirting was off, and on the other side was a tin building. It had an extension cord running out from the longhouse. That was a shop. Got the power from an extension cord. And the log cabin, the old log, that's been there for years. In the previous board, we felt we need to retain them and keep it weather tight and safe. The Sexton House. And so at a board meeting, I said, you know, we got a beautiful cemetery, but you got to get through the junkyard to get to the cemetery. So there was some discussion. We didn't jump right on it, but we decided, you know, Staley, Rich Staley was a Sexton editor. Great guy. But anyway, the board voted to get that trailer house out of there, build a facility for the Sexton, because actually it was there. Security for 24 hours a day, 12 months a year. And it was a benefit for the Sexton. It was kind of a package. So that's why the house got built. Where did we leave off from there?
Why did it become the office rather than the residence, I guess?
I don't know. Basically, that Rich moved out and Tim Losey moved in. And it worked out good. If you ever needed the Sexton, he was right there. And I grew up in retail and people. I love people. That's changed a little bit. But you take care of your customers. Take care of your people. And Tim and Megan did a wonderful job. And most of them knew that cemetery like the back of their hand. I don't know what they're going to do now. I have been pretty upset at times over this whole mess. And I attended a board meeting not too long ago, and it kind of upset me. And I said, Steve, it's the best thing to stay away and keep your mouth shut. And so anyway, any other questions on that I can help you with?
Well, thank you. We've spent some time on the cemetery. I think thank you, Steve Gunsley, for adding some historical perspective from your position as a board member. Thank you again, candidates, for your full answers. I appreciate it very much. And thank you. We'll take just a short 5-minute break and so on, and then we'll reconvene for Johnson County School District candidates.